itself, it basically, the first part of it is all about the chaloyim that Daniel, that Nebuchadnezzar had, and he sees the context. The Maral understands the context of Hanukkah through Golus Yavan and the Dal Malchus. In other words, Klai Yisrael has a designation of four different Golusim, four different Malchus. They all were in a cholam that Nebuchadnezzar had and Daniel had, of different a different combination of four different things, whether four different animals or a tzelem with four different halakim to it. The four malchus were Bavel, Yavon, Paras, or reverse order, Bavel, Paras, Yavon, and Roim. The Maral before, we left off in Daf Yud Beis, and the Maral had explained the different koiches hanefesh, the different halakim of Adam, and connected each one of them, there was a mesnagid to Tzuras Adam. A person has, Maral Bederkal divides Tzuras Adam in three or four parts as follows. There's the guf, which is the physical chelik of a person with all its taivis, physical taivis. There is the nefesh, which in the Maral's language means the drives that are more what we would call, I guess, emotional, such as ambition, greed, dominance, etc. The third one is seichel, and the fourth one is something called tzurasadam. We explained that last year, that was where we left off. Each of these malchias, now every person has a combination of all of them. Klal Yisrael has all of them, and the yichud is the fourth one. But each one of these malchias, they will try to be pegea, a different chelik of Tzuras Adam. So we're holding Yud Beis on the third paragraph. Lefikach yesh liten koach nafsh shel Malchus Arishon, ki Malchus Arishon al achshivas anshol b'yoysa. Malchus Bavel exemplified in the fact that it was very gung-ho on imposing its shilton, its shlita on them, Avodah Zarah. All of these are in Yanim that were shayach to koyach memshala. Ki Malchus Rishon el achshivas anshol b'yoysa, ki mashal Daniel, Ant Malko Melech Malchaya. No, there's none here. Ant Malko Melech Malchaya. There's Bekachoma Gamkin Daniel Bemara Shenis. Antu Reish Didahava. So the first one, he told Nebuchadnezzar, Ant Malko Melech Malchaya. You have the most Malchus of all of them. And then Daniel Bemara Shenis said, Antu Reish Didahava. You're the head. You know, in the sense of warning Shulton, is a muscle to a nesha. So the chelik in Adam, which wants to dominate, and that's a very significant chelik of Adam, because Adam was charged with redu or it's a kivshua. The Adam's chelik in the world is Shilton and Malchus, and that's what drives a person to want to dominate and to succeed and to be chashev and to be best and to be most. All of those come from those kos nefesh, and our first one was Nebuchadnezzar. One. Second, by Malchus Hasheni Malchus Modai. Vukoach Gufni Badam, Koach Pasim Rishon. Modai was less chashev, less significant in a certain sense than the first one, but more powerful. Just like a person's physical drives, for a person who wants to dominate and be important and be able to impose his will on the world, that has a chshivas to it, but the most common and the strongest drives are the physical ones, for everything physical craving. And that was paras. The hunger, the incessant hunger, the fact that it's always chasa, and the marshal for that is Okacham Daniel Malchuser, va'aru chiva achrei tinyana darmin ledoiv. The second Malchus was doimed to a beer, and it says on it Nasar Yuchsin va'aru chiva achrei tinyana. Darmi Ladoiv, Tony Rabbi Yosef, Elu Parsiyim. The Parsim are like bears. Sha'oichlim v'shoysin k'doiv. They eat and drink like a doiv. V'subolim k'doiv. They're fat and heavy and full of flesh like a doiv. U'megadlin se'er k'doiv. They're as hairy as a bear. V'enlim menucha k'doiv. They don't have any real tranquility. They're always sort of rummaging around and looking for something. Period. She'mevachin tomid levloya. Kachu midosam. That's who they are. It finishes off the Megillah in a very strange way, that he put a mas loretz v'yayom. So what? Like umabba akosav zeloyma, mashomus v'sam melech mas loretz. Rak shebo loyma shekol zekach hashverus shechosav mevakish tamed lemalis nafshim na oisha. In other words, the malchus v'hashverus expressed itself in money. He wanted to be able to buy things. Nebuchadnezzar wanted to impose his religion on everybody. So Nebuchadnezzar was trying to get everybody to worship Avodah Zarah, because that's what was meaningful to him. Achashverosh wanted to get to have some more parties, so he needed more money. And that's why the Megillah finishes, in other words, that's the chosim of it. Daniel saw the animal was told, go and eat a lot of meat. He was a sponge to soak up any physical goods that existed. That's why Haman, when he wanted inside Achashverosh, he gave him money. So he says, Achashverosh told him, I'll take the money from you and I'll give it back to you as a donation. He said he couldn't stop from taking the money. The Avazah Kesev was too big for him, but it was an embarrassment that he needs the few pennies of Haman, so he gave it back. So the second Malchus is a Malchus that simply wants to absorb everything, eat everything, and so on. Now we get to the third one, which is our Inyan. Daniel saw the Malchus like a Nomer. A Nomer is a leper. Mipnei ki Malchus sehu kineged chelak agimel sheba adam, which is seichel. So this Malchus had Chochma, and that's why it's a much cheshev Malchus than the first two, and much more in line with Klal Yisrael, which is a problem. He says, V'lekachoy noisim daitam la'ter levatam Yisrael, ki lo yiroisim shetia Chochma, so now he makes a statement which is a very, very significant statement and a certain hagdara on Yavin. Nebuchadnezzar wanted, each one of these opposed Klal Yisrael. Nebuchadnezzar's point was, if I say so, that goes. And if I give a command, and if the Melech says, and like when I blow with the trumpets, everyone's going to fall down and worship Avodah Zarah. Because I said so. That was the tchuna of Bavel. Achashverosh didn't care very much what the religions were, as long as they could party. There's no Zera and Das. Haman's pitch was that basically it's not worth keeping the Jews around. They don't add much to the economy. He didn't. That was his pitch. They couldn't care which god they worshipped, and that was that. Yavon was the first one that took an interest in our religion. It wasn't as if they said, okay, we've got our idol and that's important. They shouldn't mal, they shouldn't have Shabbos, they shouldn't have this, they should be lashkichem teresecha. What was that all about? And he said, down deep, the malchus of seichel is at loggerheads with the chachma of Torah. I want to talk a little bit about this. It's something that is the core of it. The When we speak about chachma, and in a big picture, what's the difference between chachma of the world, which is Yavan represented, and chachma satira? What's the difference? I'm talking about not the subject matter, not the information, but something about the core sense of what's a person doing. When a person is learning Chachmas Yevanis, the person is taking his seichel, his das, and he is making that king. That which I know, understand, that which seems reasonable to me is going to be king. That is chachma. The person who's reached shleimus hadas with the seichel as we have it is the ultimate chachma, as ultimate das. The Torah says that really that the emes is outside of us, and our mind are a clay kibble for it, but they don't generate it. In terms of how should a person act towards another person? Let's even take something like that. How should a person act towards parents? What's right? What's wrong? What's just? So the version of the Yevanim was sit, think, generate the axioms that seem innate to you, and that's Chachma. And therefore, the people who've done that the best, that's Shleimus, and that's Tzuris Adam at its best. We say, no, what we can generate at our best is not emes. And sach hakol, we can absorb, it's a kli to absorb that which is a Torah. Let's give an example, a minor example, kind of, something like a mashal. There are kids born that, you know, that at the age of five, they walked over to a piano, and they pounded out a major work. And they are so musically talented that they can create music without even ever had any education in it, and so on and so forth. That's one in a million. Or a billion, I don't know, whatever. Other people, what they would naturally pound out at the piano is nothing special, a lot of noise. But they have enough ability that if you feed it, teach it, educate it, it picks it up, and it can follow and understand and be like that. We understand that Chachma Be'etzem is, Reishis Chachma Yiras Hashem means, the Seid V'Sheirish of Emes comes from outside. Now, I want to point out something. The Rav Shlomo Zalman Hirsch in Arichus, I spoke about it in the shul, in his first piece, big piece on Chanukah, he explains it. I'm rephrasing it a little bit, but more or less, the earliest Ovdei Avodah Zarah, the pagans, the primitive pagans, believed that the world is dominated by big, mean, ferocious gods, and their whole life was busy pacifying the gods. That's sort of what it's all about. The Greeks said, we have inside ourselves Chachma and Das, and with enough Chachma and Das, there are no gods, or gods are projections of people. The third step is to understand, but what we have in us, Be'emes, does come from Hashem, and the root of Emes is over there. And therefore is a contradiction. That's why they were so upset, Shlomo Hirsch writes this also, about, they were Geizig Zeirus against the things, mostly against Chukim. Mila and Shabbos and all sorts of things that don't make any sense, that the different chazals, you collect all the chazals about the different areas, the Maisa mitzvahs that were kind of not natural Maisa mitzvahs, those are the things that really irked them terribly. Because it's against that. And that's why the secularist, the really secular person is annoyed with the religious person because he's, in a certain sense, being mevatel his chshivas. He's saying, well, at best, you can think of a lot of good points, but the emes can't be by you. Emes can only be received outside of the system. It's not within the system. And that's something that is irksome to someone who doesn't see himself that way. So on the one hand, it's much cheshiva when you have a person who sees himself and his metzias tolui in seichel and das and emes and sheker, as opposed to somebody who's just busy looking for the next feast and the next steak and so on, or somebody just wants raw naked power without any sense of what he's going to do with it, except be a balabas for the sake of balabas. But certainly much cheshiva yavan, and that's why there's a certain cheshivas to yavan. On the other hand, it's the only one. Rav Shach once said that he was speaking about, the people portrayed the Gullus Jew as being this nebbish person, whereas the new generation, Zionists and so on, stood up to them and so on and so forth. So his take was, it was the other way around. He said, when the pirates went wild or crazy, or the Kozak, we looked at him like a rabid dog. It's not a fight, it's a danger, and you have to get away from it. But I'm never, my self-esteem is not undermined because the dog is crazy. When the pirates went after me, so the pirates is a nuisance, a dangerous nuisance to avoid. The fact that the pirates thinks of me as a dirty Jew or as a little Jew doesn't really make a dent in my personality. The sense, the first time when we have a real confrontation that bothers us is with Yovan. Because they're also Anshei Chochma. They're dealing in the same thing that we're dealing with, Sichlius. And except they have a very different version, which doesn't tolerate our version of it, and vice versa. So he says, Kolai Roitzer Shetia Chochma, Befratche Yoysa Chochma, Yoysa Yoyna, and a Chochma Shalisha Shayolahem, Kemoi Shei Teira Shei Chochma Lakoyim. So the sense that the emes lies in Torah, it lies outside of a person. It lies in there, and therefore we can tell a secular person that we are more just than he is. We are more right than he is, because our emes comes from a place higher. Human seichel can be oimed on only a certain amount of emes, and we're higher than that. V'chachma zoi she'al ha'koil l'sheich l'umis. This nekud of chachma that goes beyond is not shatumis. Kama shavua b'medrash. V'kacham b'medrash. Malka v'sareh b'goyim ein teira. Im yoyim l'chodem yish chochma b'goyim ta'amin. Hador d'chsiv avarti chachom me'edah m'tvunim ha'eso. Yish teira b'goyim al ta'amin. Chsiv malka v'sareh b'goyim ein teira. People very shallow think that it means, well, goyim know physics, but they can't do babasra. Of course. If they learn Baba Basra, I don't know. I have no idea. And that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about Chachma. We're talking about Chachma of Emes. The Umas HaOilam can be Oymed, and they have been Oymed, on those truths that are within the human nature to know and understand. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a certain amount of Chachma and Das, and that Shayach to Goyim, Jews are not better than them. But Umas HaOilam as such, They didn't open themselves up to having the truth imposed on them. So when HaKadosh Baruch Hu went out to Umis, and Yishmael said, well, Aloysinaf doesn't sit well on me. It doesn't sit well on me. I don't see that as being, I see alternative lifestyles as being perfectly good. So B'meila, they don't have it because they weren't willing to open themselves to have, to place that as the Aleph. So he says, Ulukacha Malchus, Ema Yevonim, Loi Misnagdan Yisrael, Ki Imbetairasam, Kmoshe Spoinizer. So therefore, the area in which these Umas were Misnagdan specifically was Torah. As opposed to the first two Umas, we'll see more about Edom and maybe we'll get to it later, Al Kaponim, because the other ones, the Xeris were Xeris on money, on lives, imposing a certain rule, but not against Torah. Here was an Ummah, and in a certain sense, you have to understand, being that by Yom HaHem is Man HaZeh, for us, it is a battle, because what happens when we get to mitzvahs that don't make so much sense, that they are choik. and that's it. It's a little hard for us. Like Rashi says, you know, it's hard to face the intelligent person and say, I'm doing something that I really don't know why I'm doing it. And when we say God said it, it sounds to us like it's a whim of somebody that I have no choice but to listen to. It's also not very good. The truth is, it's something good that I'm doing and has very good reasons to do it. I don't have to know what they are. It's like when I follow medical advice. If I'm intelligent, some of it I understand, and I'm a partner with the doctor, and I understand well why it's worth it. And if I trust the person, the things that I don't understand, I also listen because that's what I'm supposed to do. I'm supposed to understand that's where it's coming from. Right and wrong is ultimately not in a person, in within the human purvey. And b'meila, it comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and I have to acknowledge as such. That's the precious drachim between Chachma of Yisrael and Chachma of Yavin. Okay, hold it.